Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll read another text from that texter who's saying, play the audio, we don't believe you. And then he texts back, I don't doubt you, but like me, others are driving and can't listen. I'm going to do talks to text. The reason that we don't play, or I don't want to speak for anybody else, the reason that I don't play reporters' questions here in these press conferences is pretty simple. From an audio perspective, we don't have those reporters mic'd up. So a lot of times it is very hard to hear, and frankly, it's just terrible audio. So if you're wondering why, well, why don't you play the reporter's question? That's why. Sometimes we do if it's good audio. Sometimes we don't. Steve Kort's on the line now. Steve Kort, former Saints offensive lineman, and my partner in Sunday morning crime here on WWL during football season on Fans First Take during Saints game days. Steve, minicamp. What's going on, buddy? Here we go.
Yeah, it's been a minicamp. It was today. Yep. Yeah. Out there all day. You know, yeah, from early till late.
Hey, before we get into the nitty gritty of that, what'd you make of Cam Jordan's extension?
He's a done deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it.
Oh, okay.
It, yep,
okay.
Yep. Yeah. That's okay. Three years. What is it, Steve? 3 years, 53? Yeah.
If it's not, it's formality. It will be, but well deserving. I mean, if there's a handful of guys that you can think of that would deserve something like that in this day and age. And certainly he fits that bill. I mean, as a guy that plays, I think he's played every game. You know, I don't think he's missed any games since his career here. And at the same time, you know, he plays the run just as good as he plays the pass. He's one of the kind of a throwback type guys that's sort of rare these days. So I have ultimate respect for Cam Jordan.
In the locker room, Steve, it seems like his value can't really be quantified with a dollar figure, what he means in that locker room and to the younger players on this roster either, right?
Well, he's a very bright guy. And what he says, you know, echoes through that locker room. And really guys, you know, take him at his word for it and he backs it up. So I think when you have a guy that has that, you know, he's a pretty vociferous guy. You know, there's no question. He's kind of a loud, talkative kind of guy, and he's a funny guy, but at the same time he speaks a lot of wisdom with what he talks about, and I think that you know, players gravitate towards that, especially in tough times, and he's a great leader. There's no question.
What'd you see from the guys in the trenches today, Steve, out there?
Well, Seth, you know, it's difficult when they're just running around in their underwear. There's not a whole lot you can do if you don't have gear on. But at the same time, you have to keep in mind that you can get a lot of things done. You just have to put it in perspective of this is what we can get done with the gear that we have. So that being said, look, again, like I've told you, like this for the third year in a row, that yeah, we got a stable of horses. It's that offensive line position. It's unique. It's a bunch of really, really athletic guys that just keeps surprising me each and every year that they can find these guys. But the one thing that I will say, and I'm glad that it's minicamp, you know, years in the past when you had, you know, a Zach Streif there and then recently a retired Max Unger that was still there, there was a lot of veteran I don't want to say solidarity, but there was so much influence there that minicamp was almost a second thought, and there wasn't a whole lot of learning going on. The opposite is that is happening this year. There is a ton of young guys and a lot of talented young guys, but nevertheless, a ton of young guys that don't know how to play the professional game yet, and they're just learning to. And they will, and they're learning quickly. And I'll tell you this, from last year to this year, just the young guys that I've watched develop is remarkable. I mean, Rauscher and Nugent, his assistant, had just done, again, a miracle job. I mean, they just sort of you know, you can't change lead into gold. That's called alchemy, right? But these guys, they do this with these players. They get these guys, these young guys, and they turn these guys into really good football players. And the improvement they make is incredible.
I heard a lot of people commenting on Eric McCoy, his size, and also how he has kind of smoothly transitioned in with all the guys that you mentioned that are still there. Is that what you saw too?
Transitioning how? He hasn't transitioned yet in the play part of it. He's transitioned because he's going to be a good teammate, and he's a good rookie. He's a good pup at this point. He's just soaking up everything he can, and he's got a great attitude. And I'll tell you this: there's one thing that about that Saints organization, Seth, and you've known this for years, that there's a first box that you have to check off before you even get past the door in that organization. It's called character, and every one of those guys has that. And so the fact that you know, this is the kind of player that they go after, it's really, really fun to work with them, because they're like I said before, I say things to them and give them tips and pointers and different ways to look at things, and this is why, you know, I'm justifying this kind of stuff to them, and they just can't get enough of it. And it's because they want to learn and they want to become good pros. And so this is what's happening right now. And these young players are beginning to sort of assimilate into that. You know, some of the older guys now, and I say older guys, I mean, Ramchek, he's not an old guy at all. You know, Armstead is not an old guy at all. Larry Warford is not an old guy. Andrus Peat's not an old guy. But those are the most sort of senior veteran guys that they have there. And so really the young guys that are having to come in sort of and buckle up at this point, they're filling in well. And you can tell that there's going to be, again, they're going to have a great problem. And that problem is they're going to have to put some people on the street at some point that are really good football players.
Steve Kort at Saint60 on Twitter, former Saints offensive lineman with us here, chatting Saints minicamp on the last lap. A lot of the newcomers were front and center today. Lots to talk about guys like Latavius Murray, Simi Cobbs, I think yeah. Cyril Grayson, Steve, the speedy track star yeah. from LSU, who has bounced around in the NFL off some rosters and practice squads, but Sean Payton really likes him. You see anything from those guys today?
Well, I mean, I saw Murray. Obviously, I'm watching him because I'm watching the interior line, and I'm watching him, you know, get the ball in and seeing kind of what he's doing. And he's this is a big old guy. This guy, he's probably an inch taller than I am, you know. And
he's that big, huh?
Yeah, he's a big, big, tall guy. And at the same time, he's got some real good sort of quick movements, and he's flashy. He's got a lot of speed. But at the same time, I think, once you get gear on, come on, this big of a back, he's going to be our horse. There's no way he's going to be our hammer. I mean, that's what he's going to end up being. But certainly fun to watch him. And then obviously you see what's happening with, Jared Cook has been this guy that we've sort of vacated from Jimmy Graham since we left. We haven't sort of had that tight end that was a kind of a go-to guy. And I'm not taking anything against the guys we have there now, but at the same time, there's a certain different level of athlete, and this guy certainly has that. We've watched him for years, you and I both, when he was with other teams, and it seemed like he was just really on the verge of breaking out and being something, really sort of being an upper echelon tight end. And you could see that with this offense and Sean Payton's creativity and how he likes to use tight ends, and then the key factor is having number 9 there. I can't think that anything but is going uphill for this guy. This is going to be good for us.
And speaking of the quarterback, Steve, I know you got your eyes, in the trenches, but Teddy Bridgewater and even JT Barrett were impressing people out there today. What did you see from them?
Well, it's like these younger guys, and Barrett's obviously a real young guy coming in here and doing this, but you see that, he makes these sort of, these leaps and bounds and things like that. And it's, they're all over the place. You know, so one day one throws great, one throws not so great, one time he's got his eyes down the field and he's moving well. And the next time he feels the rush. And so it's got a lot of inconsistency yet, because you would expect that, and then Bridgewater is different. You can tell he's been there. He's the veteran. It's not anything that he has not seen. And obviously he has a great ball that he throws. So there's no question about that. And then, And you've got the guy that's sort of the be-all to end-all in Hill, Taysom Hill, who can do just about, you know, anything you ask him to do. And he's turning into a really good quarterback. Not that he wasn't, but, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that he is. He was throwing some balls today that, I mean, he was spinning the football, and it was coming out of there. It was accurate. It wasn't flying all over the place like I've seen it before. But, you know, he's greatly improved with the reps that he's getting.
You know, we've talked so much the last few years, Steve, about, oh, you know, how is it different in training camp without You can't hit and you can't hit with pads and no contact. And like you said, guys are running around in their underwear. That's kind of old news to me. But I am curious, right. Is it since a lot of these guys are young that are coming to the league, and I think the majority now NFL rosters actually are guys who don't know an NFL before all these rule changes that happened, you know, a handful of years ago or so. Does it seem like that everybody's kind of used to this now, that it's just kind of, you know, old hats, even just, you know, like, again, a handful of years into it?
It seems like it certainly has evolved into that stuff. And like I said before, even though that you can certainly still tell a lot about a player when they don't have gear on, just obviously, the physicality part of it, which is the biggest part of being, you know, in the line or in the trench, I should say, is sort of taken away, but not really taken all that too much away. There's still, you have to do everything technique wise that you would normally have to do, if you were playing a football game. So when everybody's got, you know, gear on both sides, so you still have to. You still have to practice that in such a fashion that you don't create bad habits. And so in order to do that, you have to really, really be sort of focused on what your technique is and almost exaggerated sometimes at some points because you don't have gear on. But really what most of that's out there for, and you'll, in many camps, by and large, Seth, are designed for, you know, the first, 3 seconds of a football play, you know, making sure that when you line up, you know who you're supposed to block, you know who, what your assignment is, you know who's comes free on a blitz pickup, who you've got, and those types of things, what kind of calls you need to make, and getting all that stuff clean is sort of the biggest aspect of it. And if you practice those things accordingly, you can really improve a lot. And that will, if you can assimilate it correctly, you can still get some really good practice in without doing the physical part.
All right. Now, the real question that I saved to the end, Steve, of course, is Stanley Cup Finals, Game 7, tomorrow, bro.
God.
You got the Blues and the Bruins. It goes back to Boston. Give me a little breakdown here. Who's going to win this thing?
Boy, I tell you what. I mean, St. Louis had a great chance the other night, and they choked. That's all it was. They choked. I think they absolutely got so psyched out thinking that they had this within, you know, three periods of taking the cup home, that it got too big for them. And then you've got to sort of give it to Boston. They put it on them, and they said there's no way that we're going down. And they beat him to the puck. They beat him almost every time to the puck. And look, St. Louis's big thing is putting the body on them. And they do a great job of, you know, chase and check, you know, which is sort of what is just a good way to sort of tack into a zone. You know, you chip the puck into the corner and then you put the big physical bodies on the guy. And St. Louis is known for that. And the more that aggressive that St. Louis gets in this game, the better they play. And I think that when they take Boston, when they put the body on Boston, I think that's the only way they're going to win it. Because if they try to match Boston at this juncture with the way that they're fighting back right now, I wouldn't be surprised if it's an overtime game. I'm certainly sort of pulling for the Blues, but at the same time, if I was a betting person and I had to like forget my heart and listen to my head, I would have to bet on Boston.
There you go. It's Game 7, Stanley Cup Finals decider tomorrow at 7 p.m. Central Time in Boston. And yeah, I saw you had a Blues shirt. I think I saw you on Twitter the other day. Is that right? You got a little blue shirt?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a huge hockey fan. You know, it's not my favorite team, but, you know, the Caps and the Chicago Blackhawks are still my teams. But, look, they're right in there. So, and I'm sort of tired of Boston winning this stuff all the time.
Right. Everybody's tired of Boston, man.
Yeah, well, it's just, hats off to them, but at the same time, it's it's getting nauseating.
I know. Well, stay tuned. We'll have the WWL NHL show coming up with Steve Court every weekend or something like that. Steve, always appreciate the chats, man. We'll see you out at minicamp this week. Thanks so much.
Pleasure's all mine. I'll see you.
All right, there he goes. At Saints60 on Twitter. Got to give him a follow there. It's Steve Court, former Saints offensive lineman. Coming back with your calls, just had a caller drop off. If you want to call back in, it's 504-260-1870. Our text line is 870-870. We'll get to all of your calls and texts coming back here the last part of this hour. Also, we found out who's going to be on Hard Knocks, and I think everybody is going to love exactly who the NFL chose. We'll get to that coming up next here on The Last Lap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.